This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Well, I mean, some things are going well. It's very warm here, but why don't we hop on the wireless and find out how things are going over in Bali with Robbie. Woo. Hi, Robbie. How are you? How's the weather?
Hey, gang. How are you? Missing you lots.
Sure you are.
Yeah, right.
No, I have to tell you, I'm actually sitting. I've just arrived in Gili Tea, just off the island of Lombok in Indonesia. I'm sitting outside my room. I'm looking at a beautiful pool and the ocean that I can all see just from here. And I'm so glad I'm not there.
Is it warmer in Melbourne than it is where you are in Bali?
Well, with those numbers that Gary just said, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It actually is. We're sitting at around high 20s, 30s here. It's probably a lot more humid.
I mean, I think it's safe to say that we're the lucky ones then, aren't we? We've got the better weather. Have you been having a lovely time?
It's hitting 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah, well, it's pretty hot. Now, I did hear there was some craziness on your arrival. You went to the airport, left at 6 a.m. to go to the airport, and left at what, 8 p.m.?
Yeah, we had about 13 hours stuck, stranded at Melbourne Airport, unfortunately, due to the fantastic airline that Gary just mentioned. So I might not actually make it home yet. Let's just cross our fingers.
You're not flying tomorrow, are you?
No. Right. A few more days yet, so they better sort this shit out.
Well, luckily D2 has been doing an absolutely wonderful job. The Double Dean Mad Wednesday has been going well, so maybe he can fill you in. But it is our last Mad Wednesday for the decade, but I did want to let all of our listeners know, have no fear, because Robbie and Dean are still here, because Christmas Eve, we're going to be driving you home together.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited about the team. You know how much I love Christmas and you know how much I annoy you about Christmas, so I cannot wait to get in there.
It's true. I have organised a couple of guests for us, but it's pretty much just going to be the two of us freaking Santa out. It's going to be Mad Wednesday on Tuesday, Christmas Eve extravaganza. Next Tuesday between 4 and 6:30. I mean, not Santa, but maybe someone else can come and sit on my lap. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, more from Robbie and I next Tuesday. We'll say goodbye to you, Robbie, and let you enjoy your very cold weather in Bali.
Rug up, Robbie.
Stay warm.
Oh, look, I think he's just gone. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Robbie's had enough of us.
Hey, I'm Brendan McLean. You're listening to Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
We've really got to stop confusing people with that, because it's not Wednesday, it's Tuesday. And I just realised, because we're playing our Mad Wednesday things. So we're gonna mix things up a little bit. It's Mad Wednesday on Tuesday here on Joy, the Christmas Eve extravaganza, where we just go a little bit mental. You're with Robbie and Dean today, and we're here for a whole heap of fun and fabulousness. It is the Yuletide season, which is a little bit crazy. All the shops are closing. Everyone's running around like crazy. And just because there's a public holiday for 1 or 2 days, you can't find anything in the shops.
Dean, I messed it up. Can I tell you?
I'm not shocked by that in any way, shape or form.
So I got back just yesterday. My plane got
You've been away for the whole month.
That's right. I'm glad you've noticed, Dean. I have been away for
the whole
month. I was only away for a couple of weeks in Bali, which, you know,
is... Ooh la la.
Yeah, it's really hard to find another Australian in Bali. Couldn't find one anywhere.
Not your husband.
No, actually, I'll tell you, we went to some beautiful little rural islands, and there's a bit more of a multicultural scene, but if you're in the main, you know, sort of tourist hub of Bali, gosh,
that's all you see.
We've just overrun there. Anyway, lovely holiday. Had such a great time. Only got in late last night and went, you know what? It's going to be fine.
Did you only get in yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
Oh my God, I could have been doing this all alone. Why? Why didn't I do that?
I know, especially considering my choice of airline, but let's not get into that. Thankfully, arrived last night. Flew business class. Very nice.
How did that happen? I always wonder, because I'm one of those people, like, my dear friend, Michael Dalton, always seems to get an upgrade. And I'm like, how do I make this happen in my life? And my lovely mate Josh always keeps trying to teach me how to do all the points. Because let's face it, with the amount of flying I'm doing, I actually should, actually, for gigs and stuff. But I never got myself together. But I'm like, business class, just, I did it once. And it was just from Sydney to Melbourne. And I was like, this is a dream. They call me Mister. They bring me cheese and crackers. Like, it was lovely. How do I make this a part of my life?
Yeah, I look. we paid our way.
Oh, okay.
We were selected for, you know, a special upgrade, and we had to pay for the difference. Not as much as a full business class fare, but we were like, let's treat ourselves, and we did.
It is the season to treat oneself.
Tell you,
isn't it?
It's hard to go back though, Gene. I don't think I could go by the back of the plane anymore. I loved it.
It's really nice, isn't it? When you just get that little extra experience, it's like when you get leg room and you didn't ask for it. And you're just like, this is what I've come here for. This is the experience I never expected, and you just. It's more that you get that little bit more of attention. You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't need as many things as when... Though I'll tell you this, I have flown first class before and I didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Business is nice. First for me, and this was on an international flight, so you're basically in your own little egg bubble.
Yeah.
And you've got TV, you can recline, you know, and as much as it all sounds great, when you're on a 13-hour flight... Yeah, I need a little bit of social interaction, and when you're kind of just trying to talk to somebody, just to give yourself some of that after 13 hours, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a very social person. and you kind of just go, oh, how are you? And they're like, oh, what do you need? What do you need? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm completely fine.
Just so hold me for a little bit.
Exactly. Business was my happy medium, because for someone who loves watching television, I struggled with my movie and TV choices on my international flight.
Yeah.
There's only so many times you can watch those four episodes of The Real Housewives before you get used to it.
Look, I was actually thinking that yesterday. I thought, I'm glad it's not the sort of solo bubbles, because it's nice to enjoy things with someone else.
Absolutely.
You know? I really loved it. I think the biggest difference for me flying business and flying economy is that instead of counting down the hours till you get home, you kind of hoping the ride will take longer. You kind of go, it went much quicker.
Look, it's not even just that. We have a little bit more Christmas weight on us, the two of us.
Yes, so the wider chair was very appreciated.
Exactly. And I always end up like, I'm either crammed. I don't know what it is, but these flights seem to, it's like they plan for the largest people to be sitting next to each other, and your shoulders and your constant, like, you need a massage after getting out of it. So a little bit more room never hurts anyone.
Yeah, which I'm normally flying with my partner, and which is fine. It's not too bad if you're cramped up against someone that you know that well, but when you're next to someone that you don't know,
it's not ideal. I'm not here for it.
Bit of an awkward feeling. Anyway,
I mean, many of you are probably heading on your holidays right now, so congratulations.
I hope I never have to go back. Hopefully I've convinced my husband that we'll be flying business only from
forever,
now on.
Treating yourself every time.
Which means maybe half the amount of holidays, because we can't afford to go as often.
That's okay. That's fine.
Look, it is a nice feeling. It was nice to get home last night and not feel like you'd been pushed around in an airport. And you know what? Actually, one of the best things was, I never thought this would be a big deal, but just being able to get on the plane first and not have to queue.
Yeah.
Just being able to get on the plane. We sat there for about 45 minutes all around.
I'm actually not. I mean, you have an allocated seat, so I don't need to be the one to get on first. I don't need to be the one to get on last. All I ever need is my iPad. So I'm one of those people. I sit at the chair and I just wait until there's like two or three people left.
They call you in stages now, though. So they call you in stages and you feel obligated to go at that time. I don't know. It's just the whole vibe of it.
It's like half there or half there. I mean, it's just, you just wait until you're near the end, because it's also interesting when you watch how people panic. They panic like crazy.
It's that tension I don't like.
But their bag has to be near them, or they shove their bag. They've got
to be the first to sit down.
Or it's everyone coming now with carry-on luggage, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna Sydney for a gig for New Year's, and I'm gonna have wigs with me and everything. Yeah. That is gonna be delicately. I'm getting one of those like foam boxes and everything, because there is no way I'm just trusting for things to be able to sit in. Because there's always one or two people who are the last people to get on who've brought their suitcases with them as carry-on luggage and shoved them into everybody's stuff, and it's just like, I'm not here for that. So I'd rather be last. I take my time. It's like when I'm driving around the city. If I'm late for somewhere, I'm late for somewhere. Not when I'm going to the airport. I like to be early. But you know what? There's no point just dealing with all the pressure and all the stress. Just wait. And then when your number's called, when they think you're not there, you just step up and go, I'm here. I just didn't want to line up in there.
Yeah, which is a good way to beat that. But it's just escaping all of that. Like, there were people who hadn't even arrived at the gate yet and we were already on the plane. And they give you a drink while you're waiting. Look, it's nice to be treated like it. Obviously, can't do it all the time, and obviously a lot of us can't just fork that out all the time.
For just a moment, Robbie was part of the 20%.
Exactly.
And now one day he hopes to be part of the 1%. But you can all join me in the back of the plane.
Once you've been in Bali for a little while, you do get a misconception that you're actually a little bit wealthier than you are, because everything is just
welcome
that little bit cheaper.
Back to reality, Robbie.
I know, now I can't afford
it
dinner,
all
but it's
comes
fine.
Crashing down.
I have plenty of dinners while I'm over there. I don't need anymore.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.